Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Sorry, okay. Phone got disconnected.
We
are
got,
you there?
Right. I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, I do. I just got another call coming in, and I think it's just your call just dropped. I'm like, I really need to get this conversation finished and get start something soon, because this is already March, you know. The weather is going to be better.
Right.
We're in New York City, and I really want this something to just, you know, start it pretty soon.
Let me do this for you. Absolutely. Let me do this for you. I'll have you in touch with the pricing director that handles everything. Let me just verify. So do you guys have a website right now?
We do. I'm probably going to change the website. I'm working on it, but that's something I will be able to take care of that because I have someone, and I also do the graphics design.
We could help you with that too, if just to let you know.
I just don't know how much expensive you guys are going to be.
we'll see. We'll see. And by the way, the company name is Maverick Home Renovation. Is that right?
No, this is, it used to be Maverick Renovation. Now we are Maverick Design Build. So the website is maverickdesignbuild.us.
Maverick Design Build. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the website was?
It's actually both. So it used to be, if you can find us on maverickrenovation.com, you will get us. It will take you to the Maverick Design Build page. Yeah, it's just rerouted that way. Yeah.
Right. And how long have you been in business?
I would say a little over 2 years. Let's say 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
2 to 3 years. Okay. And you mentioned you were the one making decisions, right? As for the service area, you mentioned 5 boroughs. Do you have like a mile radius?
You know, we go, definitely New York is the prime area, Manhattan, we try to focus on, because that's where the bigger budget, bigger client we get.
Mm-hmm.
But we do go, you know, Manhattan, Brooklyn, Williamsburg, Queens, we go to Long Island.
Okay.
So, Bronx is good too, but I will probably stay away from Bronx because some of the neighborhoods, they just don't have much, you know, budget. Yeah, not quite a good fit for the kind of high-end design work we do. And I really want to target both, you know, let's say residential and commercial. I would love to get the restaurants project, like retail shop, banks. I don't know if you guys do.
So you guys do residential, but are looking expansive commercial.
So honestly, we started with focusing on residential. I mean, we do residential. We have done some smaller commercial projects. So we have a bandwidth. We have a manpower to do commercial. So this year, like I am kind of like, you know, how about we just divide it? Like, you know, we do both, like 50% residential, 50% commercial. Because the commercial project has like different scenarios, different budgets.
That's a bigger budget right there.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And at this point, you're able to take on new business, obviously, right?
Yes, we are. We're just finishing off 2 small projects. It was from last year. And I do see that right now there's kind of a little bit of a jam in the pipeline. There's nothing on the horizon. So it takes time. Like all of this, like I have a few other conversations. They are hesitant with the budget. It's just at the beginning of the year. I know those are going to close maybe in the summertime, but I'm like, you know, as a business owner, I have to keep going the cash flow because I have the people to feed and I have the people to pay. So, you know, we just have to get like consistent, you know, that exposure in online, digital world so that people see us, we exist, and we get phone calls, email inquiries. That's the goal. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let me do this for you, Tang. Have my pricing director, Dan, jump on the call and talk to you about the details, how we can help you out, and you can All right. Okay. And by the way, Tang, what was your last name?
Ching. It's C-H-I-N-G.
Okay. Got it. All right. Hold on for a second.
All right. I'm here. Thank you.
Hello, thank you for holding.